It's a Tuesday, 1st of November, if it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. A lot of things going on. It's such a good day to be in conversation. We have some of the reasons, today's reasons, not to like your government and not to like big business. So that comes up later on in the hour. We'll celebrate today actually, we have a rare appearance, Roberta Facinelli, in this hour of the program, along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and me, with a focus on your children as they go off to school if they aren't staying home because of the northeast storm. As you send them off to school today, what are you giving them for lunch? Are you paying for lunch at school, or are you bringing lunch? There's a lady here who's got some great ideas about school. She's been in the business for a long time. She's done a great job. And basically, I think she will prove to all of us that preparing good food at school is very possible. So that's up next here on the Good Day program.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do. And you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code DUG10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstring sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Prizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Peggy Lawrence is the director of school nutrition for a public school system in Rockdale County, Georgia, which is basically Atlanta. It's kind of like what Framingham is to Boston, I guess, or what the Hamptons would be for you, Roberta, mm-hmm. on Long Island. Jennifer, where you are is a sort of suburb of Los Angeles proper. So these sorts of districts, where they're for the most part, a little better off than the core city, the schools would be. Is their lunch program better? We'll find out. Peggy Lawrence is from Rockdale. Did I say Rockdale? Yeah, Rockdale County in Georgia. And we thought we'd invite you, Peggy, to talk about what you're doing. You have gained prominence because you seem to know what you're doing. And
well,
the, Yeah. I mean, I'll give you credit. If somebody else won't, I'll give you some credit.
I appreciate that. You got to take credit where you can get it, right?
Exactly. Well, one of the things that Peggy is doing, and maybe this is a lesson for all of those who are parents, you can go to your school board and say, why can't we get this done in our school system? You basically serve all the local fruits and vegetables in the menu. You put the menu together every week, right, for the schools in that system?
I'm responsible for the menu, yes. We do our menu monthly. We publish our menu monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So how do you go about finding and promoting healthy lunches? Because it doesn't seem, you know, we all think that students, when they go to school, they want pizza, they want hamburgers, they want junk food. So how are you able to be successful, stay away from that stuff?
Well, we don't stay away from that. I will tell you that we do serve those items, but we serve healthier versions of those items. And, you know, food manufacturers have responded to that in some respects and have, you know, reformulated products to be whole grain and, you know, low-fat cheese and the pizza and stuff like that. We also do a lot of our own cooking here in our system. So our pizza, for example, we make from scratch at our high schools and most of our middle schools. And so we still bake. We bake our rolls and cinnamon rolls from scratch. And so when you do that, you maintain some control. So we can add the wheat flour and kind of, you know, sneak some of that in there. It's kind of a balance because you want the kids to eat healthier and everybody's all for healthy eating. And you can have, you know, I can put together the best looking, healthiest tray out there for a child, but if they don't consume it, it really doesn't matter. So the idea is, you know, to have food that tastes good, that looks good, and that's, you know, of course, served by pleasant people. So that's the balancing act that we're all facing, you know, all over the country. So
yeah. served good food served by pleasant people.
Well, so that's important.
Yeah, of course it's important. You get the kids to stimulate the kids.
What have you found as far as cost? Being able to cook it yourself, when you say you do some of these things from scratch, how much more have you found that costs you, and is it prohibitive to do that?
Well, it actually saves money.
Really?
Remember, we had this conversation all the time, Richie.
Yeah.
You can fix with better food. You go get the food, fix it at home.
But when
a
you're
better
talking
meal,
about
and you can buy it at cheap fast food place.
When you're feeding 1,000 kids, though, whether that still stands
thousands
up.
Thousands and thousands of kids,
Can you give us an example of how you save money?
Well, I mean, I can tell you, like, for example, say I haven't purchased rolls in a really long time, a frozen roll, but the last time I had really analyzed the cost on that, it was about 3 times the cost of me being able to make a roll from scratch.
Wow.
So that's pretty significant.
So let's look at this, Doug.
Yeah.
The cost of having, I would imagine that if you have frozen rolls, it just takes one person to put the rolls into the oven and blah, blah, blah. Now, to make the rolls from scratch, it's still one person.
Still one person.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, I mean, I still have that same person. And, I mean, without going into a whole complex issue with how, you know, staffing formulas and all that stuff for school cafeterias, which, you know, really is not relevant to you so much, but a whole big deal to me, of course, in running my business.
Well, it'd be relevant to the taxpayers of Rockdale County or wherever else it may be done.
Correct. And we, you know, we look at that really seriously. And if if I've got the employee there for X number of hours a day, whether they're producing a frozen roll or a homemade roll, you know, and then those are, again, I mean, that's just one example, but that's a choice that I've made, you know, for our program here. It also, it really, honestly, it makes the employee feel really good about what they're doing.
Sure.
There's a whole lot of pride to preparing food from scratch. I mean, if you just think about if you have people at your house for a meal, and you make something, and people sit down at your table, and they eat it, and they enjoy it. That feels really good.
Yes.
You know, so but that feels good for us on a, you know, on a big scale. With the, you know, we serve about 3.2 million meals. We did last year, you know, last school year. So between breakfast, lunch, and snack, like 19,000 meals a day. That's a lot of food. And so to do that in a way that people feel good about and enjoy being, you know, I love for my 6-year-old to come home and tell me lunch was the best part of his day. I mean, you know, sometimes I think he just throws me a bone when he says that, but he enjoys lunch. You know, he eats breakfast and lunch every day at one of my schools, and so that's important to me, for him and the whole other 16,000 kids that, you know, that we serve.
So then if your message is to do it this way and it's less expensive, why is this message not being carried around the country?
Well, I think you're seeing, huge changes in school nutrition nationwide in terms of how food's being prepared. You know, a huge push for scratch cooking. There's, you know, chefs working in schools. There's, you know, there's a whole big push nationwide. We're not by any means the only ones, you know, doing good things in school cafeterias.
I'm talking to Peggy Lawrence, who's the director of school nutrition in Rockdale County in Georgia. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted interject a question about the food, sure, where it comes from, because a lot of people think, maybe this is true, it was when I was a student, the food came from government surplus. So it was all the worst of the worst. It was fatty, it was, right, it was garbage, it was just, ugh. And so that's not the case anymore, or you could take it if
it
you wanted it?
It's not the case. We do still get commodities, USDA food commodities, that, to be honest with you, a lot of times are better quality than I can afford to purchase.
Mm-hmm. So you get them free.
We get them. We get, based on the number of meals you serve, you know, the prior year times of, you know, an allotment per meal.
Crazy
we get a dollar
formula.
Value.
Yeah.
And then we get to actually choose. So I can choose what's going to work for my school district. So I actually, like, I choose flour, for example. Now, a system that's not baking their own rolls or cakes and stuff, they wouldn't need flour.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can, it's really come a long way, and it's a really, it is, the food's good. I mean, the food is really good and good quality. Like I said, a lot of times better than I can afford to go out and purchase on the, you know, in the open market through our bid process.
Does your program break even? Do you charge the students enough to cover the cost of the meal?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, we're charged with being able to do that. I've got to be able to do that, or I feel sure they would find someone else who could.
Could do it.
No.
All right, so then what do we need?
I mean, that's the issue, is you got to, I always tell people that I'm walking this line between the financial integrity of my program and the nutritional integrity of my program. And it's a real thin rope some days, you know?
The people who are following this are on traytalk.org. That's a website. You got to check that out, Richie, Roberta, Jennifer. traytalk.org, where this is all explained. So the discussion that we are having nationally about obesity with children's and parents, lack of focus on what they eat, is this impacting students? The reason I ask it, I was at my alma mater over the weekend, and I'm still taken back, although I think it's getting better, at the number of especially young women who are overweight. It just is, it's troubling. And we're very careful at the school about what's available to be, this, you know, they have choices, but you know, educating people. If do you have posters in the cafeterias that help youngsters understand not only what foods to eat, but where it comes from? Because we still have this problem of children not knowing that the food doesn't come from the store. Yeah.
Right. Yes, absolutely. We have information available for students, and, you know, we work with teachers, and we do things, you know, all the time to try to educate kids from all the way up, and grown-ups, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the grown-up. We as parents and as, you know, other adults in the building with the kids, you know, have to be setting an example and have to have the knowledge as well. So, yeah, and there's a huge disconnect between where food comes from. When I go into classrooms and talk to kids, I mean, they ask me if I drive a truck every day and go to Sam's Club and pick up food for our schools. I mean, they have no clue, you know, that it comes from
dangerous
farms,
stuff.
You know,
dangerous stuff. Not knowing that sort of thing. Well, this is refreshing, Peggy. It was nice meeting you, talking about school lunches,
thanks,
which lots of families are interested in what their children are eating at school. There's some good lessons here. Again, the website.
Go eat lunch with your child. Go eat with your child.
Go to school and have lunch. That's a great idea.
Yep.
And my wife does that all the time.
Does she really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great that's a great suggestion. All right, traytalk.org is the website. Peggy Lawrence, Director of School Nutrition for Rockdale County in Georgia. Thank you very much for answering our questions.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And
you
as well.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStepan.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Hot and you're sweaty, covered in dirt. You have on your old clothing.
My kind of man.
Shorts with a hole in the crotch, an old t-shirt.
My kind of man. My kind of man. And even more.
Whole pair of tennis shoes.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
I read you.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
Now have a boom boom Christmas. May all your dreams come true. Go tell Santa what you want, and he'll take care of you.
Bye-bye.
So have a boom boom Christmas, and decorate your tree.
Why not?
It won't be long, you'll sing the song on a boom boom Christmas Eve.
Boom boom.
A boom boom here, and a boom boom there.
Here a boom, there a boom, everywhere a boom, boom. Okay, so it's a 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's see. So far, because now Halloween is over, although I was talking to somebody last night because of what's going on here in the Northeast. Halloween, I was at a restaurant last night, and this lady came in with the absolute cutest, probably 5, 6, 7-year-old. Just adorable, all dressed up as a little cat.
Meow.
And she wanted to go out trick-or-treating. But there were no lights, no power. So the town called off Halloween. And there seemed to be generally, there were 4 or 5 mothers in this restaurant. About 7 o'clock last night, a little after, 7:15. And the mothers that were in there all had their children. They were all decked out. And the children where they were disappointed because they didn't understand how they couldn't have Halloween last night. And the mothers were doing a pretty good job. You know, I think the one girl's name was Nancy. She was told by her mother, well, you didn't have to go to school today because of the storm. So, do you not understand that because there is no electricity, it's hard to be able to go around and knock on people's doors and have them come to you with a candle, spook you, go, whoo, scare you. So Halloween has been officially put off in some of these areas. And by the way, there are still about 2.5 million people here in my neck of the woods who do not have power. And I was also with somebody else last night at a garage where I'd taken one of my vehicles to be fixed. And it was about, I stopped there before I stopped at this other place. And he was telling me how upset he was. And so this, one of the things we talk about here on this program is big government and big business and don't look upon them particularly favorably. That's one of the reasons that I think I do support the protesters, even though a lot of them don't really know what they're protesting. So what? They're protesting, and that's good. That gives people cause to think about what realities there are in the world. And one of the things that is really real, the power of these big, super big conglomerates that control the electricity that you get and the gas that you get and power in general. NSTAR, National Grid, all these companies that have bought up the smaller companies. But every once in a while, and this is unusual for me, so it kind of gets you to see that I'm not an equal. I'm an equal opportunity offender and supporter. When it comes to government, I don't know that I think there's too much that they do well, especially if you're in a big, big city. But there are some of these smaller metropolitan areas that control the power in their communities themselves. And I will tell you as an example of how small government can work well, every single circumstance that I know of, and there are about 14 or 15 of them within earshot of me here in eastern Massachusetts, where the towns control, Hudson, Massachusetts is an example. The town controls the light and power. The power was out for 45 minutes in a town. They got almost 11 inches of snow because they focused on the problem and fixed it. So there's an example of me, those of you say, hey, he doesn't like anything about government. That I like. It shows how well it can be done if somebody works at it. 28 past the hour and good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Many destination weddings choose the beach, but there are other options for marine lovers. How about saying I do surrounded by hundreds of tropical fish, sharks, or even a golden crocodile? In Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay has a shark reef ceremony that lets you share your special day with a great white shark. How's that for a prenup? If you prefer to say your vows outside of Las Vegas, then go for size. Couples are now throwing weddings surrounded by more than 8 million gallons of water at the Georgia Aquarium. More adventurous types can celebrate their nuptials underwater with a shark dive wedding at the Long Island Aquarium in New York. Getting married in front of a great white is fun, but for a more peaceful option, head to Nassau in the Bahamas, where Dolphin Encounters incorporates two dolphins into their ceremony. And you can even throw on life jackets and get married in the water with the sea mammals. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 33 after the hour, November the oomph.
The oomph?
Oomph. It's the oomph, Jen. And so as the time when many radio stations, I think we talked about two or three that went to Christmas music. I think one of the first one was on October 13th or 14th. And from there, it's gone all over the place. Here in Sarasota, you can hear the FM station known now as Santa 92.1. Lord, there's a Christmas channel from Cumulus Media Networks that's up today and running. And there are a lot of stations that will, I'm sure, this week, because they all want to be number one. Birmingham,
yeah.
Magic 96. Oh, I love those. It's the magic of the music. It's cornball stuff.
Get so ready, because November Christmas 1st, I have this feeling, is going to mark the start of the Christmas season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And there's a lot of stuff that's been posted on YouTube for some reason or another that has to do with Christmas. And I think maybe part of it is this October snowstorm that hit us here. 13 people dead, a million people without power. The story at DougStephan.com in the headline from today's show section, with all of the five states that are without power. This is something that I honestly cannot ever remember happening in my life. We had, when I got home from, where was I? I was in Dallas and Chicago. Yeah, Chicago. Was I Chicago? No. Yeah, no, it was Ohio. Where the heck?
See, we don't know what happened. We know Ohio, Dallas, and we don't know what happened after that.
It's Chicago this weekend. It was not last
week. Got it.
Anyway, so we have all of these places that have, as I explained yesterday, still the green leaves on the trees, not even turning color yet because there's so much moisture in the ground from all the rain that we've had through the course of the summer. It's been great. Everybody's got a green lawn, green garden. Those of us who are farmers have had a hard time getting all of our crops in and will continue as we try through the next month or so. And so as a result, yesterday I tried to chop corn, and the snow knocked down the corn 10, 12, 14 feet high. And the snowstorm bashed it, knocked it all down, so it's doubly hard to chop and convert to silage for the cows. And I know that the farmers will have that problem all over. The farmers have just had a tough time of it all year long. And so I'm trying to figure, you got the original, you can imagine, I don't know, I said original because the first time I saw it, but not original thinkers, global warming! The global warming crowd is all over this. See, we told you. So they blamed the deaths, I think, 13 people are dead. Worcester, Massachusetts has not done their Halloween, as have most of the areas around where I am.
It's postponed, right?
Halloween till Thursday. Right. Now, here's the weird thing. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s here tomorrow.
Wow, that's a switch.
This area, Worcester County, Massachusetts, I have two farms out in Worcester County, and one of them had 22 inches of snow. The other one had 24. I had cows yesterday getting out all over the place because there was plenty of grass in the fields, but the snow covered it all up, so they had anything to eat. And they're running around. The heaviest snow ever that I can remember at this time of year. Now, what does that mean? Is it global warming? Nah, well, global warming is a much maligned theory that people have because they want to blame somebody, so let's blame ourselves. Is it a fact that we have contributed to changes in how the Earth is? Absolutely. Is it only because of the human influence and CO2 and whatever else is floating around the atmosphere? No. The Earth goes through changes, and sometimes dramatic, over a period of just a few hundred years. And we may very well, it scares the living you-know-what off of people, Jennifer, to, oh, my God, we're going to have an ice age in 400 years. What difference is it going to make to you?
Yeah, you're not going to be
What
here.
Do you care?
What's your kids.
Yeah, maybe. Kids. Anyway, so it's amazing to look at some of these pictures. You'll see some of them, the trees over people's driveways. Donald, who's my guy up in west of North Brookfield, had big, humongous trees fall all over. I saw all over his driveway. I saw a car with a tree on top of it, car demolished. I saw a hole in the side of this, right down the street from me, a house, nice old colonial house with a hole probably 13, 14 feet wide. The house with a beautiful tree collapsed on the side of the house, right through the roof and down the side of the house. Now, that's going to be traumatic as all get out for people. And then the power issue, I was talking earlier about the little town of Hudson, Massachusetts, has its own light and power. It buys light and power from the big suppliers. They had literally no problem. They were back up and running, and they had just as much of a problem. It's closer to Worcester County, so they had more snow. They had 13, 14 inches of snow. Within 12, 14 hours, all the power was restored in that town. And yet, where the big power companies are, incredibly, there is going to be a week or more for many of these people. So that means no school. It means a lot of businesses are closed. Yesterday, I was driving around a couple of these towns. I was going into a hardware store. Closed!
Really?
Huh. No power. And I thought that was strange because, you'd think a hardware store would have a generator or two or three.
You would think.
You would. At any rate. So here's this story out of Texas that sort of brings back around our focus on big government. You may or may not have heard me talking. Actually, if you go to DougStephan.com, it's like a playbook for many things that are going on that are worth our consideration today, not just the power story, but the story next to it at DougStephan.com. This is really incredible. This is from Texas, where the Bank of America has begun foreclosure proceedings on a house that was completely destroyed 3 years ago.
What?
3 years ago by fire. 3 years ago, completely destroyed. I'm sorry, did I say fire? I'm sorry, I meant Hurricane Ike. I saw another story of a house that was completely burned down, that there was foreclosure. I think it was in California, in fact, Jennifer. No, this one was destroyed by Hurricane Ike 3 years ago. And even more ridiculous, Bank of America raised the monthly payments without ever letting the owner know. It turns out that during the problems that people had with the hurricane, the people that came in, I guess, during the process of trying to do something to save the home, knocked over this guy's mailbox, and it never got put back up again. So there was no mail. He never received any notifications. So they're foreclosing on a house that doesn't exist.
Wow. Sounds like a good use of time, doesn't it?
Well, but you focus on the fellow who owns it.
Right.
He still owns the land.
Just no house on it.
Right. They called the Bank of America 20 times before they got somebody to talk to. And the bank said, apparently, that you had you have insurance on your house, so why didn't you rebuild your house? And so, anyway, this is the kind of stuff that drives people nuts. The guy had to hire a lawyer, so the foreclosure has been halted. Bank of America removed all of his personal effects from the property, all his tools and things that were in the garage that wasn't destroyed. They were going to try to get money out of it by putting it up at auction. And the fellow who owns the house, his name is Brad Ghana, said Bank of America is ruthless in their incompetency. That's a wonderful statement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think about it. What a great way of phrasing it. Bank of America is ruthless.
That's always a great word.
Ruthless in its incompetency. So something for you to chew on. Now, as if, oh, there's the picture of you and me. I just saw that.
See, I told you to put that up there.
To the right of the stories at DougStephan.com, I've forgotten this, from a party at Jennifer's mom's house a week ago, Saturday night. You can see a picture of me, Jennifer, and her dad, kind of in strange garb or strange head garb.
Don't you like it?
Yeah, it's kind of cute. It is kind of cute. All right, so now this is a theme, but it needs to be. I'm looking at all of these stories that are here. Here's a 92-year-old woman. These are all things you'll talk about at work or wherever you are today. Did you hear the story about the 92-year-old woman who was refused a bottle of whiskey because she didn't have any ID that proved that she was over 18?
Stop it. And she's 92?
This is Diane Taylor. Believe that the cashier serving her at her local one-stop shop was complimenting her. She thought he was teasing her because she didn't have any ID, but
right.
92?
Really?
Hello? But the government says that you cannot have a bottle of whiskey unless you prove with some ID that you are the age that is of what is the age of, not consent, but the age of legal consumption
yeah.
is 21. When
unbelievable.
The fellow at the counter said, can you give me proof of age? She looked
what
at him
my diaper?
And said, what did you expect me to do?
Right.
I didn't have, she walked to the liquor store. She didn't drive there. Even if she didn't have it. I mean, common sense is so gone. And we laugh about these things, but maybe there's more to it. That's why, again, I support the protesters. I'd like to see more. I want to protest. Like yesterday's story about the raw milk freedom riders rallying at the FDA headquarters. I believe that is today. Mm-hmm. Mothers who feed their children raw milk. The FDA's enforcement action trying to shut down raw milk dairy products from being sold in our country. Having a big demonstration today in Silver Spring, Maryland. They're protesting the criminalization of Americans who buy and sell raw milk. Prior to the demonstration, a caravan of raw milk moms will defy the federal ban on raw milk and interstate commerce, cross into Maryland with each vehicle carrying raw milk from Pennsylvania. The sale of raw milk is legal there. They call themselves the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. They're having a milk and cookies rally in the Washington, D.C. area. They're going to go into D.C. and then go back to Silver Spring, where the headquarters are. It's right up Georgia Avenue. But there have been all these people who have been arrested. You heard the story yesterday to show you again. This is the ludicrous. And this is why there are these protesters. And this is why the country is in a mess, because there's too much of this kind of crud going on. The story yesterday of Laura Bledsoe, who will be on this program later this week. She had her farm dinner. She has a farm growing all organic foods.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's in Maryland, not Maryland, in Nevada. And so she had a dinner to celebrate the wonderful harvest season that they had last Saturday night, except it was closed down by bureaucrats who came and said she couldn't have the dinner because there were no labels on her food. And, of course, you can go to any produce, any farm that produces produce, and put labels on food. Right. And go see where it's being grown. So they poured bleach on all of the food to make sure that nobody would eat it. It's the kind of stuff.
Unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Government at work.
That revolutions are made from. That's what that's about. Revolution time. A revolution in thinking and action. And that's why so many of these people who are running for office who are no-names are getting traction, because people, for the most part, identify the problems with the current administration, even though that may not be 100% fair, because the Bush administration was egregious to the nth degree with all of this stuff as well. It's been going on for a long time. It is now building to a head. So, anyway, comments as you wish. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, and you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall is here. To help you stay well this time of year, it's important to get the nutrients your body needs every day through your diet as well as through high-quality vitamins and supplements. In honor of October being American Pharmacist Month, registered pharmacist Susie Cohen is here with advice everyone should hear.
Whether you're heading to the pharmacy to get your flu shot or pick up a prescription, I recommend talking with your pharmacist. They can answer any questions you have about choosing vitamins and supplements. This fall, it's important to remember that good health starts in the vitamin aisle. For example, vitamin C is loaded with antioxidants and helps to support a healthy immune system. I trust Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended brand of letter vitamins.
Susie also recommends washing your hands frequently and coughing into your elbow instead of your hands to help prevent illness from spreading. For more information on how you can stay well this fall and to learn more about vitamins and supplements, visit naturemade.com.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Halloween is over. If you're looking for something to do with that Halloween pumpkin, there is a video today at DougStephan.com.
Do you like this one?
Yeah. Well, I could see this for parents who want to have some fun with their children. This would do it. This is just one of those silly, foolish things. It's called the Halloween Pumpkin Cannon. So use your imagination and go from there. But the video that it sort of gives you, brings you through the A's to the Z's is at DougStephan.com.
I have.
have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Organized yet 53 after the hour.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and I are here to bring you through these wily moments in your day. Others will join us. The situation, as a matter of fact, right now presents a great opportunity for us to do things that we like in terms of technology review. You know, about how my philosophy is that every day I want people, when they've left the program for a while, to feel better about themselves, better about their life, better about the world, smarter. yeah. And that means being technologically adaptive, if you will.
Yeah, we have to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Have you heard about Apple's new iPhone 4S battery problem?
Ooh, no, I have not.
Have you heard how Apple is handling it?
No, I have not.
Well, Jennifer.
Yes.
Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, is here to explain this to you next here on Good Day.
Phew.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Here's a great story about Apple, which tells you all you need to know about how they view their customers and their technical problems. Turns out that the new iPhone has a battery problem. It drains too quickly. The standby time on the new iPhone 4S is much less than on the older iPhone 4. Well, one iPhone 4S customer noticed his battery draining at 10% per hour, even without any apps running. So he blogged about it. And a senior engineer from Apple called him personally. The user was asked a lot of questions so that the engineer can try to understand the problem. The Apple employee asked if he can email the customer a program that would gather information on his battery on the iPhone for a couple of days. This happened, and now the engineer has details on exactly what's going on the phone. The customer wrote, quote, "He was incredibly helpful and apologetic in the typical Apple way." This is why Apple is the single most successful company in the world today. I'm Alex Goldfein.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, it's not really looking fine. Discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Are you considering your health insurance options for 2012? Brian Osich has more on one option that can help you save on both your health insurance and your taxes.
Millions of Americans reviewing their health insurance options for 2012 are looking for ways to keep more money in their pockets, whether they get coverage through an employer or purchase their own. Mark Baker of United Healthcare's Golden Rule Insurance Company explains.
This year, a growing number of consumers will turn to health savings accounts, or HSAs, to help them save on the cost of their health insurance.
HSAs also offer triple tax advantages. Money deposited into the account is tax deductible, interest earned on savings is tax deferred, and withdrawals are tax free as long as they are used for qualified medical expenses.
And there's no use it or lose it with an HSA. Your savings roll over year after year, and they're there when you need them, including in retirement.
To see if an HSA can help you save on both your health insurance and your taxes, visit the HSAcenter.com. That's HSAcenter.com. That's Healthcare Now from United Healthcare.
Speaking of technology, you've heard me the last week or so start talking about the wonderful radios from C. Crane, the internet radio, the pocket radios, the radio. There's the radio called Radio 2, which is very, very cool. I think I like the pocket radio, and from time to time, lucky listeners are going to get one of these pocket radios listening to the program. But in general, Jennifer, the ease of operation and the neatness of all of these things, there is not a better radio made anyplace. So if you're thinking about preparing yourself, given the storms that have happened the last couple of days, you all need to have great radios around that will be available, AM, FM, shortwave. All of those are characteristics of the C. Crane radios. Get a free catalog by calling 800-522-8863 or going online to ccradio.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
You can bet your